The Lord had a pause right here before Pastor come back and finish talking about the possessor. Wasn't that wonderful? Amen. Possessed by Christ. Anyone go out and share the gospel? Anyone go out and minister to the sick? Always remember, we take this good news and we share it. It's not just for you. We pour into disciples. Disciples go out and make other disciples. Go, the Lord says, and make disciples of men. Take what you know to be truth and share it so others can be set free. So I'm going to talk to you. Well, I'm going to begin to talk to you today, as I said before, about lying prophets, shepherds who scatter the sheep, shepherds who speak their own mind out of their own soul that will bring confusion to God's people. And I think it's very important to do that because of where the Lord is taking us. Father, just help me to hear from heaven and say what thus saith the Lord. If we all can just get in the spirit out of the flesh so we will not be easily offended. Amen. Because the truth indeed will set us free. Now we know about dispensational theology. What am I saying? You know, there's certain seasons or times in the body of Christ where the gifts are working. You know, they had the charismatic movement. They had the movement when it was healing. I mean, you could breathe and healing. And then you had the dispensation where people began to get baptized with speaking in other tongues. But this type of theology, what it does, it deceives people into thinking that God no longer speaks to his people except through the word of God. What am I saying? They feel that when a dispensation is over, it's over. You've heard pastors say, well, you know, healing was for then, and speaking in tongues was for then, and being baptized in the Spirit was then. Well, see, that's a tool of the enemy to make you think that the only way God is speaking now is through his word. That's not true. The supernatural is real. God speaks through dreams. He speaks through visions. He speaks through angelic visitations. Do not be deceived. Because if you think that, then you will never be able to be pulled into the spirit realm and become effective. Who wants to see in the spirit? Who wants to be visited by spiritual beings? Well, we all say yes, but the key is, are you ready? Amen. Are you able to discern what is and is not of the Lord? Amen. See, we quickly say yes, and then the enemy hears the yes, and he pulls you in the spirit realm and show you something that you've totally never seen before. And at that point, you're saying, what is it? Too late. And that's the heartbeat of God today. That's the heartbeat of God, to prepare his people. We do perish for lack of knowledge. And you do not want to dip and dab in the supernatural and you're not prepared. You've seen too many times what has happened. Even with the seven sons of Sceva, they mimicked Paul. No prayer life, no studying of the word. They just totally mimicked Paul and they got attacked. I don't know how bad the enemy attacked him, but I'm going to tell you something. He comes to kill, steal, and to... So you dabbing in the supernatural, unaware or in ignorance, can kill you and your family. Could kill your community, your neighborhood. You could release something in the air that can cause damage because you're playing with the supernatural. And I probably won't be able to talk much today, but I'm going to give you a little introduction because the reason we need to be able to discern, because you can be in the presence of a demonic being with your flesh enjoying it, and you don't even know that you're worshiping and hearing from the enemy. Amen. But you're clapping, you being slain, and your heart being wicked, hearing everything you want to hear because it's pleasing to your flesh. The devil saying, yes, you're going to get that house. Yes, you're going to get that car. Yes, you're going to get that new job. See, your flesh wants to hear that. Spirit man in you hasn't moved, still asleep. And then they lay hands on you and you falling in the spirit and you thinking that's a sign. They got to be from God because I fell out in the spirit. Well, you have a Holy Spirit and you have an unholy spirit. And God's people need to wake up. Yes, we do. Wake up. Sound the alarm. Shake yourself. Let's begin to study to show ourselves approved. We have large bodies and segments in the body of Christ, and what it is, they live in fear of being deceived. So we can go from one extreme to the other. You don't want to be so afraid that you don't receive the supernatural either. You're so afraid of it that you're overly cautious. This comes about because you don't know the word. You don't know the Father. You're not in an intimate relationship. So what you do, you shut yourself totally off. You get in a box. And you become like people who say, well, that doesn't happen anymore. And that's not occurring anymore. And then when you get a supernatural visitation, because it doesn't agree with your theology, you say it's satanic. And it could be of the Lord. Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, many of them, when they had visitations from the Father, they fainted. It wasn't satanic. They fainted because of the awesomeness of God and the awesomeness of his power. You set yourself up for your life to be ruined when someone gets up who has a title and a robe and a degree and begin to prophesy. I don't even want to call it prophesy. Begin to curse your life. And you sit there, and because they're in authority, you know your spirit is saying, reject it, reject it, reject it, reject it. But you don't have the courage to stand up and say, not so. Not so. I will not receive that curse over my life. I will not receive that curse over my children's life. Begin to call out that demonic spirit in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over you, you lying prophet. But you have to walk in wisdom. You just can't call it a lie because it doesn't agree with you. It could be a prophet of God that's telling you the truth. How do you know? By your relationship and intimacy with Christ, because he would already have spoken in your heart. I'm trying to keep this balanced. Not everything that comes your way from God is going to tickle your fancy. It will come for direction and correction. And you know, have you ever been in a situation where the man of God is preaching and it hurts? But you're saying to you, Lord, Or you're full of pride and saying, that must be for Pastor Minor, because, you know, I saw him walking in that last week. So, you know, the Lord got him today. You saw him, but the Holy Spirit saw you in your dark place. See, we quick to say what we see in the light, but what's going on in your dark place? In your hidden secret place? The Holy Spirit is there hovering. He's watching it all. You see where we can't even afford to judge or point a finger? The only thing we can afford to do is fall on our knees and say, Lord, I repent. Lord, heal me. Lord, forgive me. So number one, we want to get out of that thinking that healing doesn't occur anymore, that speaking in tongues doesn't occur anymore. You've heard pastors say that? That deliverance is a waste of time. That's not true. Don't get in that bondage. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Are we clear on that? Do we believe in the supernatural? Whether it's holy or unholy, do we believe it? Are we very clear on that? Now, shake yourself with this. Do not be impressed by a man. Do not run here, there, and everywhere seeking a word. The living word of God lives in. If you're going to do any seeking, do it on your knees. Do it in fasting. Do it in studying. Do it in fellowshipping. Are we clear on that? And if the man of God comes and tells you something prophetically in your life, you ought to have a witness. Be wary of control. Be wary of jealousy. Be wary of envy. Settle down and seek God. And guard your spirit, because you don't want the same spirit to come in you. Stay pure and holy before the Lord. Hear him. He'll guide you. Are we clear on that? And the reason I'm saying that, I'm going to get to Jeremiah, because we in a dispensation now, you have lying prophets all over the land. Yes. Lying prophets. And now the Lord tells us what will occur to them, but in the meantime, many people are being hurt, wounded, scattered, and being filled with confusion. God's going to deal with that. But let me make this clear. You don't have the privilege of walking around with unforgiveness in your heart. That's a trick of the enemy. He wants to fill your heart with unforgiveness and hate so that you indeed, now that you're free from the bondage, now you can't even hear from God for guidance. So now you just walk around. You're free. You ain't free. You walk around. You ain't ring around the roses. God pulled you out to take you in. Well, where is he taking you? You can't hear because you're full of envy, bitterness, and unforgiveness. Sometimes you have to realize that the Lord's hand is doing it. Don't take it personal. It's the Lord's doing. Accept it. We're not here to be men pleasers, are we? We're here to worship a living God. So when the Lord begins to speak to you today, and he will, when he begins to give you visions and dreams, and he will, don't fear it. There's safety in the Lord. Covered with the blood of Jesus, we're entering the spirit realm, trusting him to protect us and keep us safe. Don't draw back. Let him use you. That's why the Lord, you know, the Lord gave me what I should be talking about today. I didn't understand it, but he says, stand and see the word of God. Sometimes you don't question God, you just do what he tells you to do. Stand and see the word of God. And he took me to the book of Jeremiah. You don't have to stand up, you can stay right there. And then I began to read the book of Jeremiah, and he was saying, woe to the shepherds who were destroying and scattering the sheep of his pasture. And he had something particular to say to those shepherds. He said, because you scattered and driven them out, and you have not bestowed care on them, he said he's going to bestow punishment on you for the evil that you've done. You think we don't need to pray for those pastors? God has proclaimed the thing. He said he will bestow. So we don't rejoice. We pray. And that evil spirit that's binding them, we ask the Lord to deliver them from. And then we continue on our journey, our destiny that God is leading us on. And then I went on down to verse 9, and he began to talk about the lying prophets. It's like he takes a breath. He said, now concerning those prophets, my heart is broken within me, Jeremiah is saying, and all my bones tremble. I am like a drunken man, like a man overcome by wine because of the Lord and his holy words. The land is full of adulterers because of the curse. The land lies parched. In other words, Jeremiah got such a strong word from the Lord on what he was about to do. And because he had love for Israel, it made him like a drunken man. It caused him to reel. Because he knew once the Lord spoke, it would be done. Jeremiah spent time with Father God. Ezekiel spent time with Father God. Isaiah spent time with Father. They were true prophets. They were not lying prophets. They always said what thus saith the Lord, and it wasn't always tickling to the flesh. Mostly it was a word of warning that would keep the people from going into an area that would destroy them. Well, Jeremiah is lamenting here, and then he gets down to verse 18 Jeremiah 23. And then I go to verse 18, and he asks this question. The Lord is telling about the lying prophets, the prophets that are leading people astray, the prophets that are speaking their own minds and their own opinions and giving false visions, just lying on the Lord. That's all they're doing, just lying. And you tell me that's not happening today? And because everyone puts, thus saith the Lord, you let your guard down. Thus saith the Lord. And God said they're lying. They are speaking nothing I have spoken to them. But because we're in the flesh, we're not in the spirit, and we're getting caught up with the eloquence of the delivery and the way they speak a certain thing, and we've heard about their reputation. Girl, you know, prophet so-and-so is in town. What time you picking me up? You know, we got to go this way and that way. Traffic might be a lot. So why don't you pick me up an hour? Or I don't want to miss my word. You haven't prayed. You haven't sought God. You haven't fasted. You just want to go for a word. You don't know if it's a lying prophet or a man of God. Have you asked the Lord? Father, is this prophet from you? Is his tongue holy? Is his tongue pure? Or is this a lying prophet that I'm about to subject my spirit to? Are you looking for direction, or you just want to treat God like a gypsy? Amen. Amen. Or a wizard going before him, rubbing the crystal ball? Lord, tell me my future. You go in, rabbit feet all around your neck, and I don't know why, but in the spirit, I'm just seeing that's how the Lord is seeing his people, treating him like he's a wizard, treating him like he's a genie, treating him like he's a witch, that you can come before him so he can tell you your future for your own good. You don't want to hear what he has to say that's for the good of the kingdom, how you can edify his son, Jesus Christ. All about me. What's going to happen with me? What am I going to get? How long will it take before I get my pockets full of money? Yeah, I'm shaking you up. This is just the introduction. But I want God's people to relax. You don't have to run after word from the Lord. He's in you. And then God's people have to have a semblance of some intelligence. We have to begin to judge the word. We're going to get in that when John tells us, test the spirits. S. Test them. And we're going to find out what spirit he's talking about. Don't be so eager. This is not the time. This is not the time. And then he goes down, verse 18 in Jeremiah 23. And Jeremiah asked this question. But which of them has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see or to hear his word? Who has listened and heard his word? Who has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see or hear his word? Stand and see the word of God. How do you see the word of God? Through your visions, through your dreams, in the spirit realm. See the word of God working. It's not just about hearing. It's time for our eyes to be open and see. As Stephen saw the word of God operating in his life, he saw God blessing him. He saw God pleasure in him. He saw God honoring him. He's doing the same for you. But because you're not standing in the counsel of God, because you're not praying, giving time over to God, your spirit man has fallen asleep. The reason Jeremiah, Isaiah, and the other prophets could not be fooled because they stirred up the gift in them of discernment. And I'm going to clarify that because there's general discernment and then there's the gift of discernment of spirits. You'll be able to see Kenneth Hagin in his ministry could actually see evil spirits that took on the form of monkeys. He saw it. He could see flames of fire settling on people, and it assisted his ministry because he knew at that point God was doing something in that person's life. See, we make up stuff. And we pray, and God, help us not to be lying prophets. You can't walk in pride and think that you can't be. God, keep us from being lying prophets. Let us do only what we hear from heaven. And it's not, and God's going to judge people who go around, Pastor, I see the glory cloud over you. You see nothing, but it sounds good. And it stirs you up because you know there's some truth there, but it's mixed up with a little line. And you have to stop yourself from getting caught up. And that's why it's good to assemble yourself together in a local assembly, because God will give you shepherds after your own heart. And as you're under them and as they're feeding you, you begin to learn them and trust them and see their walk of integrity and actually see God operating in their lives. But that don't mean that you're supposed to get so relaxed that you stop praying and seeking God. Come on now, we got to use some intelligence here. Your faith is in God. I just feel, as Roy like to say, an urgency, because I believe heaven is open, but it's about to open wider, and the supernatural experiences that are coming your way, Satan's going to try to pervert them. Amen. He's going to get you caught up in witchcraft, making you think that this is of God, and you have to use some wisdom. And it's going to happen quickly. It may already be happening. Some of you already may be having dreams, seeing visions, having visitations. And because it doesn't fit your theology, you've resisted. Because you haven't opened yourself up to God, and everything, if it doesn't line up to your opinion, is not of God. Well, who are you? God's a big God. He's a big God. Discerning of spirits. So Jeremiah wants to know who will stand in the counsel of God to see or to hear his word. Who has listened and heard the word of God? That's the question to the people today. And as we begin to grow, even here in this body, in the spirit realm, we have to begin to judge revelatory activity using wisdom. If it's a revelation, use wisdom. You have to begin to discern what is and is not of God. Where does it come from? What spirit? What's the nature of the spirit? If you don't, then you're going to deceive yourself and you're going to run and deceive others. Girl, I had a visitation from an angel last night. And the angel told me, prepare myself for tomorrow. I shall meet my husband. You know it's a lying spirit. But because you want a husband so bad, you're going to rise up and you're going to prepare yourself. Brush your hair. Brush your teeth. Put on a little Maybelline. Put on that dress that you bought years ago that you've been saving for your select one. You see how the enemy goes right to your heart? That's why it's safe to let God give us the desires of our heart. Because when Satan gives you those desires, he's going to prophesy right to that lie. He gonna let you hear right what you want to hear. And because you want to hear it, but it's not from God, you're gonna receive it as the voice of the Lord. Now you're caught up in a bunch of mess and you, Pastor, can you? And God's saying, we're maturing. We're mature Christians. And if we stand in the counsel of God, it'll be less of that and more of, I bind that demonic spirit in Jesus' name. So not only are you deceived, you deceived your best friend. Because now she's sitting there spitting all over the place because she wants a visitation. Girl, what you do to get that visitation? Tell me exactly what did you do and how did you do and how long? Because I want one. See, y'all laughing. But it's true. See, we turn the holy things of God into witchcraft. Run from it. God doesn't operate like that. You want to hear from the Lord clearly? Go to him and seek him with a clean heart and pure hands. Get rid of some of the junk in your heart. Quiet your mindset. Become intimate with him. Don't you think he will talk to you? Will he not have a conversation one-on-one? And don't go to him with your preconceived thoughts, wants, and desires. Go to him truly saying, Lord, thy will be done in my life. Hallelujah. And if he comes with a clear answer and it's not what you want, and you know beyond a shadow of a doubt it's God, but with God comes a little bit of suffering, a little bit of denial, you are most protected when you're under the umbrella of God. Go with the suffering. Go with the trials and tribulations, because as long as you're holding on to the hands of God, you're going to come out all right. But Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That wide road is going to lead to what? Destruction. Slow yourselves down. Slow down. Just slow down. Talk to the Lord. What's the rush? Slowing down could save your life. It really could. It could save your life. Now, I'm going to give you this, and we're going to close. And you go home and read Jeremiah 23. You meditate on, you pray about it, and you go and read Ezekiel 13, because that's where we're coming from next Sunday. But I'm going to leave you with this just to think about some things. Scripture tells us that spiritual revelational communication can come from three sources. Three sources. And all we focus on is the Holy Spirit, but then you're even messing that up. You don't even think about the other two sources that maybe this isn't the Holy Spirit. Let me check myself. Let me examine myself to make sure that everything that I'm hearing is not because I have a selfish heart. Amen. Now we know we can hear from the Holy Spirit, which is the only true source of revelation. 2 Peter 1:21 tells us that. It says, for prophecy never had its origin in the human will. But prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. And that word carried along is transferred like a wind. Wherever the Holy Spirit wanted them to go, they went. Except for Jonah, who took a little detour. But he eventually got there. Am I right? See, everywhere the Lord sends us, it may not be pleasant. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to be most miserable until you obey the word of the Lord. That's why he told Jeremiah, don't let the faces of men put fear in your heart. Because what I have to say may not tickle their fancy. But if you're hearing by the Spirit, you know it's God. And then we know that we can hear from our own human soul. And it says the human soul is capable of voicing thoughts, ideas, and inspiration out of the unsanctified portions of our emotion. You ever heard someone get up and gonna prophesy to you mad? Because their soul messed up. They mean. They evil. They nasty. They unforgiving. They hard. So thus saith the Lord. You come to church late one more time, God say he's going to close the door right in your face. Never been there? They preach mean. Yeah, they pray mean. They lay, and don't let them lay hands on because they'll knock you out. Under the guise of the power, look at the power of the Holy Ghost that came out of me. Mm-hmm. And then may even give you a Holy Ghost kick. Okay, y'all looking at me kind of strange. But what it is, they're preaching out of the unsanctified. portion of their soul. You see why it's good to be totally given unto the Lord, totally healed of the Lord? Because if you're not, you're going to hurt somebody. And you're going to keep hurting someone. I don't care how much word you get in you, how many degrees you get, you know, how big your church is, or how much fame you gather. If you still have some unsanctified part of your emotions that have not been healed, you're going to hurt folk. Yes, you are. And you have to be careful, mature saints of God. God will give you courage and wisdom to know, not of me. And if you're standing in the counsel of God, he will hear him say, no more. He's a loving God. He corrects us. He chastises us. But he does it with love. He doesn't do it with hate. So we can hear voices from the human soul. And then we can hear voices and communication from evil spirits. And you know they are, because they always speak lies, because they serve the chief liar, their father, Satan. Why will you sit there and be ministered to by Satan? Lie after lie after lie. You know why? Because you're not judging what's coming out of that vessel's mouth with the word of God. You're just taking it because it's who it is, and you believe in the vessel more than you believe in the word of God. Not knowing that God uses imperfect, wounded vessels to bring forth his word. That's why John tells us to judge the spirit. We're all capable of perverting the word of God. We're imperfect. Glory to God. But if you come up under the leadership of pastors who stand in the counsel of God, who pray, who fast, who listen, who study, whose heart is towards God, feel safe in Jesus' name. Because the Bible clearly tells us, don't fear Satan, fear God. My God, fear God. Fear God. Stop sitting there and allowing yourself to be. How many times do you want to be shot at? After a while, you're dead.
Okay, pal, I've been shooting at you for 3 years now. And you steadily getting up and getting up and getting up.
Being shot down with lies after lie after lie after lie. And you want to talk to everybody else to figure out what's going on. You know what's going on. Instead of talking about it, ask God to give you strength and courage and boldness to run from the enemy's camp. Father, even if you got to carry me, get me out of here. If you got to sling me across your shoulder, just help me to get out of here. I need to get to safety, Lord. And you tell me he won't send angels to rescue you and plop you down beside rivers of living water. And say, now you lay there and let me strengthen you. Don't you move. You stay right there until you're strengthened by my Holy Spirit. And then once you're strengthened and can hear my voice, then we'll talk. Then we'll talk. Hallelujah. We're going to end right there. And I'm asking you, please, in Jesus' name, take this seriously. Begin to seek God. And ask the Spirit of the living God to stir up the spirit of discernment in you. And I'm going to show you why even more next week. But grow up. Let's grow up. Amen. I pray God's blessing upon you until we meet again. And may the word that has come forth today just begin to get you excited.